What a great song.
I love this, Jay. I listened to it on the way home yesterday.
Did you really?
Swear to God. I don't mean to swear to G. I apologize, Lord. Please forgive me.
That's all right.
But yeah, I love the song. It always reminds me of Man of the House with Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Chevy Chase.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, Return of the Innocents.
Were you jamming as hard to that as you were this morning to 90s country?
Dude, Mac and I pulled up at the same time, and I was listening to Clay Walker, I Know What Love Is, What's It to You? 90s country jam.
90s country belting. Wasn't bad, man.
That was good. It was the best.
Dude, yeah. I had windows down, saw Mac walk by the car and just cranked it and just sang every word, air guitared it.
Yeah, 90s country, that was my first job, country music station. So you hear all of those country songs and it kind of reminds you of the better days, pre-2000, pre-Y2K, when everybody thought the world was going to end, right?
And yeah, then thanks, Kenny Chesney.
Right, yeah. So anyway, so that song, funny enough, comes on in the car the other day, and it's me and my wife in the front seat and my daughter in the back seat, and the song comes on, and my wife says to me, "Do you remember that song?" And I'm like, I ignored her for obvious reasons that we'll get to in a second. And I'm just sitting there pretending I don't hear. And so she says it again. Do you remember that song?
Like, oh God, now I got to respond.
To which I still don't respond. And I just could pretend like I didn't hear her.
Seriously?
Yeah. Right.
Why are you such a Richard?
Well, I'll tell you here in a second. And then so she asks the third time, do you remember that song? To which my daughter finally says, yes, he remembers the song. You had sex to it every day on your honeymoon. And I'm
good. Yeah. Did you really?
It was our 10th anniversary.
So you're a music sex guy?
Well, we were at a hotel and like they had one of those channels that, you know, we were on vacation and like the hotel channel that just repeats itself over and over again, you know?
Yeah.
And that song was just kind of like on repeat the whole week. And so it just kind of became one of those, you know, type of things, you know, like we just kind of ha ha ha. But I was not answering the question for a reason. We had our daughter in the back seat, and I didn't want to really get into it at that point in time on a Tuesday or whenever it was.
Probably a Tuesday.
I think it was Wednesday. And so my daughter finally goes, yes, he knows what the song means. My God, stop asking him, Mom. We don't want to talk about it. Like, I think it kind of, you know, grosses out the children or whatever.
So the song is about sex, or the song just is when you were having sex?
No, when we were. Yeah. I have no idea what the song's about.
But now you associate it.
See, I thought... Yesterday.
And I associate it with being on my 10-year anniversary with my wife.
So I thought you meant that song, because I was listening to a song yesterday, and I was just thinking about sex on the way home. I was like, you got to be strong. You got to be returned to innocence. Like, am I innocent?
Oh, I don't know what the meaning of that song is. I never really thought about it. But when it was, like, on repeat at the hotel TV channel, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Right?
There are songs, though, that like Return of the Mac will always remind. Like Specs said last week on the roundtable, he played that song when his wife was giving birth. Like, I would just like that's just interesting.
That's a strange one to play. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Maybe the greatest of all time, people would say. I know Ryan Lefevre has claimed it is the greatest song of all time. And if he says it, then I'm buying it. So, Return of the Mac is one of the great songs of all time. Mm-hmm. Mark Morrison, right? Is that
Mac who's Morrison?
Mac Morrison or Mark? No, it's Mark Morrison.
Mark Morrison.
I think it's Mark Morrison. It's Mac Morey. Mac Morrison. Yeah, right. Whoever sings it.
Mac's awesome.
Yeah, he really is. I'll look it up right now and see.
Yeah, it is Mark Morrison.
It is? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark Morrison. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know what that song means, but I just know it was on, and, you know, every day, every moment of every day when we were on our 10-year honeymoon.
From the 515, that song is Return to Innocence.
That's right.
It's now on those commercials. If you stay up late enough and you're, like, trying to fall asleep, it's those infomercials like, a sound of 90s sweet songs. Who can remember Return to Innocence?
Mm-hmm.
No, we did this one time, Mac, you're familiar with this now that you've done the show. We used to do out of left field questions on, After Hours.
Yeah.
And one of mine, one time was, what's a song that as you got older, you found out the definition or like the meaning of the
meaning
song.
Meaning of later
and
in
the
life,
one that blew me away.
Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Well, yeah. To me, it was Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Recently for me too.
I was blown away. Julio was producing.
Great. One of my favorite songs of all time.
And I was like, I was, you know, I was like, because Semi-Charm Kind of Life by Third Eye
Blind. That's another one, yeah.
I was like, oh, this song's about crystal meth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then because they had the radio edit back in the day.
Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh, I didn't know that, but I knew, like, most of the words of that song. I'm singing. It was a popular song when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And then Julio's like, I got one for you. And I'm like, what's that? And he's like a prayer. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? The religious song? He goes, oh, no.
Oh, no, 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 no.
In the midnight hour. I can feel your power.
Yeah.
Just like a prayer, I'll take you there.
It's such a great song, though. I mean, it is such a great song.
Yeah.
Are you singing it back there, Mac? What are you doing?
I was singing it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you play it? It's okay.
Pull it up.
You can play it. It's good. It's a really, really good song. And sometimes you don't want to know the meanings of songs.
Because,
like, some people get
too,
way too into the meaning of, like, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by, you know, what's his name?
What's weird, too, is that when I was in college in Warrensburg, the Tri-Sigmas, the ladies, whenever that song would play, they would all stand up, like, on the bar or on the tables, and they would all sing that song word for word. If I'd have known now what I didn't know then,
yeah, right?
Boy, I'd have been.
Isn't that a song, too?
Toby Keith.
Yep.
R.I.P. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's, like, if I'd have known that, I'd be like, hey. There's the key right there.
Right. Turn it up. I mean, it's a great, like, workout song, too. Crank that treadmill to 7, brother, when I hear this one come on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
An angel sighting.
Sighing.
Oh, what? It's a sighting.
Is it sighting?
Sighing would be weird. An angel eye. An angel sighing in the midnight hour, feeling that power.
That's right.
She's literally doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Close your eyes.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I want to take you there.
Please. I always knew Madonna was a freak, man.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Lourdes, wasn't that her name?
I don't know, man.
Damn, I'll get there. Such a good song.
I'll get there at 7:53 in the morning.
I would have to say it's probably one of the top 10 songs of all time.
It's a good song.
Now that you know what it means, you love it. It is so good.
I don't even care what it means. It's just a great song.
It's a bop.
Crank it again.
Oh, Lord. It's like a dream. I guess she's really into it. You gotta put a ring on that lady right there.
Is this her number one song?
Nah, Like a Virgin.
See, I'm not Like a Virgin fan compared to this.
She went from Like a Virgin to like a prayer.
Yeah, like
overnight.
That.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She found out and loved it.
Like, how do you not dance? Like, we're all dancing to this thing. You can watch us on the YouTubes.
This song is not about religion. It's about sex.
Did somebody just think it was about religion?
Madonna, and she'll tell you what's next. Yeah. Brutal. Give the Dog a Bone by AC/DC. Found out what that was, yeah. One of my exes found out what You Shook Me All Night Long meant. I was like, how did you not know what that meant? We were listening to it in an Uber. She's like, this is my dad's favorite song. I'm like, well.
That's another great song, though, too.
Yeah. She wasn't like a virgin after that song.
No, sir, Daddy.
Somebody says Pumped Up Kids by Foster the People.
Yeah, brutal song. Yeah, even my kids are like, stop playing that song.
That's such a great album. Shout out to Laszlo for breaking them into the city. That album is fantastic. Houdini's on that album. Foster the People, man, that's a great. That might be a patio. I got a patio night tonight, boys.
First time in a long time.
Yeah, I'll be all right. I got some bourbon.
Yep.
Warms you right up.
It really does.
So does that song.